Let's turn to AI capabilities, specifically the mathematics story, because it's one of the most intellectually interesting things on HN today. The Xena Project blog post is titled, "Human Mathematicians Are Being Out-Counterexampled," and it describes a phenomenon where AI systems are generating counterexamples to open mathematical conjectures at a rate that's beginning to outpace what professional mathematicians can produce through traditional methods.
For listeners who aren't deep in the mathematics world, a counterexample is how you disprove a conjecture. If someone claims all prime numbers greater than 2 are odd, you disprove it by finding one prime that isn't odd, but 2 is your counterexample. In practice, finding counterexamples to serious open conjectures in number theory, combinatorics, or topology is hard work that can take years or decades. What the Xena Project post is describing is AI systems that can search the mathematical space of potential counterexamples at a scale and speed that human mathematicians simply cannot match.
The Xena Project itself is a formalization effort led out of Imperial College London. They use the Lean Theorem Prover to create machine-checkable proofs of mathematical results. Their perspective on this development is nuanced. They're not arguing that AI is replacing mathematical creativity. They're observing something more specific, the conjecture falsification part of mathematics, which has historically required a combination of intuition, computational search, and luck, is becoming something AI does extremely well. The post notes several cases in 2026 where automated systems identified counterexamples to conjectures that had been open for between 5 and 20 years.
The HN comments on this story, which scored 365 points with 152 comments, break into roughly three camps. One group says this is straightforwardly good. Mathematics progresses when false conjectures are identified and eliminated, so faster counterexample generation accelerates the field. A second group raises a concern about the nature of mathematical intuition. If you can brute force counterexample search, does it change how mathematicians think about which conjectures are worth pursuing? And a third group, which I find the most interesting, asks about proof rather than disproof. Can these systems generate novel proofs of true results, or only find exceptions to false claims?
That third question is where I think the real frontier is. Generating counterexamples is, at a certain level of abstraction, a search problem. You have a space of mathematical objects. You check whether each one satisfies or violates a property, and you report what you find. That's genuinely hard at scale, but it's structurally different from the creative work of constructing a proof of something true, which requires building an argument from axioms through a chain of valid inference steps to a conclusion. AI systems have shown progress on this too, but it's less consistent and less impressive than the counterexample work.
Shifting to model economics, the Cursor blog post on agent swarms and model economics scored 208 points with 95 comments, and it's one of the more substantive pieces from a major AI tooling company about how their economics actually work. The core observation is that as coding agents become multi-step, where completing a task requires dozens or hundreds of model calls rather than one or two, the cost structure changes dramatically. You want to use the expensive frontier model for the decisions that actually require frontier-level reasoning, and cheaper, faster models for the routine steps.
This connects directly to another story today. You only need the frontier model for one single edit. The Stencil blog post describes a document editing workflow called Prewalk, where the expensive frontier model, GPT-4 class or equivalent, is only invoked for a single targeted transformation in the document, and then cheaper models or deterministic logic handles everything else. The score was 163 points with 49 comments. What's interesting is that this is practitioners figuring out the actual economics of AI deployment in production, not researchers thinking about capabilities in the abstract.
The Native tool fits into this same ecosystem. Native lets you run frontier open source models locally on a Mac. It scored 293 points with 96 comments. Apple Silicon has become a surprisingly capable inference platform, and tools like Native are making it practical to run models that would have required a dedicated server 2 years ago. The economic argument is straightforward. If you can run a capable model locally at zero marginal cost, you change the calculation on when to call an expensive API.
What I find interesting about these three stories together, agent swarms, single edit frontier use, and local inference, is that they represent practitioners developing actual engineering discipline around AI costs. The first wave of AI application development was characterized by somewhat indiscriminate API calls. The current wave is about treating model inference as an engineering resource with real cost characteristics that need to be managed deliberately.